Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined this week by the captain of the Princeton Tigers, Eric Robinson. He is a New Jersey native and in his home state is the captain of the Princeton squad under Coach Ron Fogarty. Eric, welcome. Best of the holiday season to you and welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Eric, so far it's been a little bit up and down for the Princeton Tigers at 6-7-1 and overall in ECAC play at 3-5-1. As a guy who's been around now, college hockey, you're a senior in your fourth year competing in the ECAC. It seems like the league has just got more competitive each year and sweeps are tough to come by, and the Tigers are certainly in a position to make a run here in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. The ECAC is a tough division. You have two tough opponents every single weekend, and that's kind of what we've been struggling with, is finding ways to get that win on Friday and then come out Saturday and find a way to get the win too. So that's something that we're going to need to work on here for the second half, especially heading into playoffs with those three-game series.
Ivy League squads get started a little bit later, and it seems like when you guys get out of the gate, everybody else has played for 2, 3, 4 weeks sometimes. Pretty anxious there on your end, and you did have the opportunity to open up against a couple of teams that had been playing for a while before you got into Ivy play, but that didn't seem to hurt you. You got a win and a tie there in your first two.
Yeah, definitely. Our coaching staff has done a pretty good job, and I think a lot of the Ivies are doing it now, where we were able to get a scrimmage against a Canadian school and then a few scrimmages against some other Ivy opponents. So, yeah, we're definitely anxious there a bit through October, seeing everyone else play through the country. But we were able to get a few scrimmages in there and get us ready for the start.
Also, I had the opportunity to make the long trek out to the desert. Arizona State, the newest of the Division I hockey outpost. And what was that experience like for you and your teammates to travel out and face them before you went into the end of the semester?
Yeah, it was a pretty cool experience. It was a lot warmer out there than it is right now.
Yeah.
Over on the East Coast. But, yeah, it was good. We got them out there a day early, so we got to, you know, have a dinner out there on Thursday night and walk around a bit, see some things around the campus and whatnot. So, obviously, it would have been nice to get two wins, and we were a little disappointed going home with a split because we had the lead there in the second game. But overall, pretty good experience and pretty nice place out there in Arizona.
Also, got a split earlier in non-conference play against Bemidji. They came in to visit at Baker Rink.
Yeah, no, they were a tough opponent coming in. We actually were able to sweep them last year, so I think they came in here with a little chip on their shoulder and had a little bit to prove here on us, so they came out flying, and they were definitely a tough opponent.
Yeah, you went into the break once again, hovering right around 500 overall. Your responsibilities this season, a little bit different for you in preparing and getting ready, Eric, knowing that you're going to have that C on the sweater?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different, just getting the guys ready. But something I tried to focus on was staying the same, kind of not really trying to change too much to my game or my preparation, and try and lead by example. I think that's something the coaching staff wanted me to do, so kind of stay consistent. But, yeah, there's definitely a little bit more responsibility in preparation, being one of the co-captains.
11 points so far, a pretty solid start for you overall. Really took a big jump last year with 13 goals. It seems like you're the type of guy that I know that college coaches, you hope you have guys that are going to stay invested in your program over a four-year period and see that improvement, see that development from year to year. You seem to be a good case to represent that.
Yeah, definitely. I think when I came in my freshman year, we obviously struggled as a team that year. And that showed personally, too. My game was not where it needed to be, and the coaching staff's worked with me over 4 years and really worked on, you know, improving my game, improving me as a player, as a person. And I think it's shown. I think I've taken some strides over those 4 years to, you know, use my assets better and work on the things that I needed to work on.
Big part of your game is shooting the puck and getting the puck on net. You haven't been shy about that, and I guess a good case is every shot that you don't take is one that's not going to result in a goal.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something, too, that the coaching staff's been working on me with, picking my head up and finding the right shot when I'm in those spots.
And currently you've got a line combination. You finished up you playing on the left side, working in the middle with Jeremy Germain. You've got a sophomore in the middle, and then also combining with your right wing, a guy that's been a veteran member of the program, fellow senior Max Becker, native of California. How have you guys worked together, and what's that blend, what's that mix been like as far as on-ice chemistry?
Well, Germain's really solid through the middle. He's a good face-off guy, so we have the puck a lot. And he's really good in the D-zone, getting it out and chipping it up for us. And Becker there on the right works his tail off in the offensive zone. He's all over the ice, all over the puck, and I think his speed and my speed have combined pretty well, and we've been able to work the D down low pretty good, and yeah, it's been going pretty good so far.
A good combination there, and it sounds like you guys have got a pretty good plan, pretty good mix there to be successful. You've been working now in your fourth season as a member of the Tiger program, and a Tiger program that was in transition back when you first came onto campus down there under Coach Ron Fogarty. What's the experience been like? You guys will long be remembered as the first class, the class of 18, the first of Ron Fogarty's classes at Princeton.
Yeah, we were able to come in with Ron at the same time, and it was a program that definitely needed some rebuilding. And as you see, it took a few years, but I think with under Ron and our coaching staff here, we've been able to improve each year because not much has